Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. It is Kelly and Guy back from a little vacay, and a lot of my vacay was spent laying on the couch watching movies.
I don't mind that at all.
But I'm going to call that research because as I was laying there watching tons of Christmas movies and things like that, got me thinking about one particular thing. You know, in all those Christmas movies, the kids go back home to their parents' house, and when they go home, it's like their room was never touched. They go right back and they're like, I'm going to stay in my childhood room. And they go in and all their pictures are up from when they were like teenagers and stuff. And I'm like, who really does that?
Do you actually think about that?
I did, because I'm like, my parents didn't leave my room as a shrine when I moved out. They were like, bye, we have an extra room now.
Yeah, my old room is now a playroom for my parents' grandkids. Literally, it's just full of toys.
Yeah, as soon as I moved out, my mom had a box of stuff. She was like, oh, don't forget your stuff in the garage, too. Take all that. Like, we're getting our house back. So it got me thinking, okay, maybe you went home for the holidays, and if it was your childhood home, what did your parents do with your old room?
What is it now?
Yeah.
Like, it's not your room anymore.
Yeah, did mom and dad decide, hey, we're getting a gym. Bye.
Okay, let's do this.
Or is it still a shrine to you?
I doubt it, but let's see if anyone kept their old original room. 888-431-3764. So while watching Christmas movies over vacation, Kelly, you realize they're not totally realistic.
Well, I mean, yeah, they're all predictable, but the one thing that really stood out was all these kids who were going back home to spend the holidays with their parents, and their room hadn't changed since they moved out. Like, as soon as I told my parents, hey, I'm moving out when Art and I got married, they were like, bye, packed everything up, like, redid the room, made it a guest room. Like, there was no sign of me in that room.
Yeah, when I left America 20 years ago, my room was completely torn down from day one. They're like, you're gone. We're changing this, but there is some people that say their room hasn't changed. Like 909, my room is still exactly the same and I've been out for 20 years.
Oh my gosh, it's a shrine to you.
Right?
Mom and Dad really want you to visit more, okay? 909 says, my folks packed up my room, put everything in storage, made my room into an office for my mom, and then insult to injury, started to charge me for the storage where they put everything.
It doesn't get worse than that. Right? I'm terribly sorry, 909. Literally the day after I moved out, my parents tore my bedroom wall down, took out the closet, and enlarged the living room to include the space that was previously my bedroom.
We have been waiting so long for you to leave. Like, if they had plans to tear down a wall, you know mom and dad were just counting down the days. Like, are you sure? You don't want to leave on a Wednesday, not a Friday?
Yeah, they'd been secretly working with the architect for a long time before.
760 says, I live with my grandparents growing up. My room is still the same pink walls, the same sheets, and everything.
Well, good for you. That's nice. Mine certainly isn't.